This is Derek O'Neill with KCSI Sports talking to Coach Angie Montgomery, head volleyball coach for the Red Oak Tigers. Coach, how was your summer?
Fast, really quick. It seems like we literally just started open gyms and now we've already had our first couple weeks of practice, our home scrimmage. It just kind of seems like it's just all happened really quickly. So quick, I'd say.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's kind of the standard answer for a lot of people, for sure, us parents also. What have you been doing since last volleyball season? You know, it seems to me like you talk about fast. I think it seems like we were just celebrating, you know, going to state and sitting in Coralville there, and here we are, 2026 volleyball season.
Yeah. Well, we kind of have maybe not even quite a month off, and then kind of club season gets started. So, you know, we have a fair amount of kids that go off and play at different clubs in Council Bluffs and Omaha, but then of course we host our own club here, as do a lot of our teams here in Southwest Iowa and all across the state, with Iowa AAU, which has been really nice. To keep developing our school teams, and all of our kids that go off and play on their own at different clubs still play Red Oak, which is awesome, because that a lot of what we're able to do right now starts in December and in January when they're in those club seasons. So, you know, tons of club work, and then of course a full summer of open gyms, and we did a couple team camps with our varsity. We do a summer league, which this year we were able to incorporate our freshman and JV groups into, so we got some good time for everybody in the month of June with summer league. So it's been a busy time, but
volleyball is kind of year round anymore.
Yeah, it feels like it. Yeah. I know it does feel like it, but yeah.
All right, you know, last year, incredible season, lots of records broken, state berth, you know. Just a great season. But looking at this upcoming season, kind of what are you expecting? What are your expectations on that?
Yeah, well, you know, honestly, our expectations stay the same. I mean, if I were to ask the girls, they want to compete for a conference title. They want to compete for a chance to go to state. And really kind of one of the things we've really been focusing on is that, you know, we can be just as successful, even though, I mean, we lost a lot of production as far as Jocelyn and Carly in the hitting column. And then of course with Emily and just the consistency of her setting and leadership and all of that. So, I mean, those have been really huge holes to fill. And you just always have kids that step up and that are ready to lead, that are ready to come in and make their varsity debut, just like, you know, these three kids were when they were freshmen and sophomores. So I think the expectations stay the same. We know that it's going to look different, but that doesn't mean that the result has to be any different. So, you know, we're going to be a different look team, but we're kind of up for that challenge, and the kids have embraced that and stepped into some big new roles, and that's been really fun to watch as coaches. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of different, Hawkeye 10 conference champs last year, moving to a new conference with the WIC this year. Any thoughts on how that changes? What you might be expecting. I think we saw a couple of WIC teams at the scrimmage last night. What's your thoughts on the WIC?
Well, you know, I think one of the biggest misconceptions is, you know, you hear people say, oh, it's going to be so much easier. And I've never thought that from the volleyball standpoint. I mean, just because the WIC has consistently been a powerhouse in volleyball, just like, you know, the Hawkeye 10. Was such a powerhouse in the upper classes. You know, here we have, you know, a pretty consistent group of 2A schools, and then let's see, three ranked 2A schools in that conference out of the nine teams. So, you know, I think and obviously last night we saw some of those schools here as well. So, I mean, the power, the strength of volleyball is really high in the WIC. So that's exciting for us because, you know, it's new territory, which for me, I love scouting. I love the challenge of, you know, new teams, new schools, learning those kind of things. So it's going to be a fun challenge for me. My biggest obvious drawback is the relationships. I have some really great friends in the coaching world from the Hawkeye 10. And so, you know, change is hard sometimes. And, you know, I've been in a lot of contact with a lot of those those coaches, and you know, you develop relationships with players that you play against, and you know, we see that with the athletes and with coaches. So that's probably going to be the hardest thing. Just change is hard, and you're gonna, I mean, I look forward to, I mean, I already have some good relationships with coaches in the WIC, and meeting new people and, you know, developing some of those relationships. The girls, a lot of them in their club teams have played with other players in those, from those teams. So it'll just be kind of a fun new experience, not just the WIC, but also, you know, making that jump down to 2A this year, which last year we were right on the cusp. We really should have been down in 2A, but we lost a tiebreaker with Dyke New Hartford there. So being pretty comfortably in 2A will be, I mean, a totally different postseason look. Sure. Too. You know, yeah. Most of the schools that we traditionally play in postseason and look for are all up in 3A. So, you know, it kind of makes it wide open, and that's kind of a fun thing too. So
sure. Good yeah. challenge.
It is a good challenge. Yeah. It's fun. You know, it's definitely a year where it's not, you know, the same old, there's a lot of new, and that's fun and exciting too.
What are you guys focusing on practice right now?
Right now is, you know, honestly finding who we are as hitters, really. I mean, I say, we returned really the complete defensive effort with Marielle coming back as our libero, Sophie Snyder, Jersey Biggerstaff in the back row. You know, Keely is a six rotation player. So really defensively, you know, we have always really stressed being a strong, relentless defensive team. You know, losing those big hitters last year, you know, we had three really strong options of kids that could just put the ball down. We have Keely back obviously this year, and she's been, you know, she was always such a strong hitter, but seeing her step into that, like, that spotlight is, you know, the man, I guess, you know, has really expanded her game, and you know, she's going to have a lot of eyes on her. So she's just developed a lot more, a lot of, you know, just leadership and just internal strength and grit, I think. And so really right now it's about finding those other pieces of those other kids that are ready to get up and just slam the ball. So, yeah. And we've seen that with Ellie. Ellie and Keely have kind of a nice complement on the two pins. You know, it makes it really hard for middle blockers to really know where that attack's coming from and having to choose a side. So it's really fun when those two are in the front row, because they work really well keeping kids guessing, and they're going to open up a lot of opportunities for each other. So, you know, outside of that, we've got two really strong middle options right now. Amber Ray and Natalie Johnson as a returner in the middle. They're so quick and athletic, and they're really starting to come into their own and find that power and find the connection with new setters. And, you know, and then you've got some other pieces there about, it's kind of like a puzzle, finding, you know, who that other outside is going to be, who's our right side that's going to complement Ellie and be, you kind of want that feeling of, you know, when Keely goes to the back row, we, you know, who's ready to just pound the ball from the front row. And the same thing is true with Ellie. So, you know, just kind of finding those pieces and fitting them together in the right, you know, and what we might try out that first weekend, we might see something completely different through the, you know, in the coming weeks. You just never know. That's, right. But I think that does also speak to the versatility of the kids. Like, they are not pigeonholed into just one position. Like, they love playing about everywhere, which, you know, isn't always the case. So it's pretty fun to see.
That's great.
Yeah.
You mentioned Keely kind of coming into her own from yeah. a leadership, yes. leadership standpoint. Anybody else stand out as they've, you know,
oh,
progressed
sure.
a year, kind of just on the court from a leadership standpoint?
Yeah. Well, we definitely, Keely and Marielle, there are two team captains this year. They've been on the floor the longest. And just, you know, have had those experiences being on the state tournament floor last year, along with some of the other kids too. But, you know, so just being able to watch their hustle, their tenacity for the ball, just some of those things, like, they set a great example for younger kids. And then I would say Ellie O'Neill is the other one. She had a really great club season that I think at Premier they do focus a lot on leadership and mental toughness. And so as we were voting for captains and talking about leadership, her name comes up all the time, because she's constantly somebody who is, you know, encouraging younger kids, and you know, only as a sophomore is really awesome to see. So I think one of the things that we love to see that we do, the leadership doesn't just come from those seniors. It, you know, it's valued and it comes from everywhere, no matter if you have a varsity suit or not. So I'd say those three probably really have emerged. You know, we have a lot of seniors this year, and they're all great leaders in their own right. You know, not everyone is like a in-your-face vocal leader. Some lead by example and their work ethic, and I think just overall we've seen that out of a lot of kids. So
that's really
which is great.
Yeah,
it really is.
Sure. All right, when do we play our first games?
Yes.
And where's that at?
Well, we we kind of did some revamping of our schedule. So we start off a week from Saturday at the Lewis Central tournament, which will give us a good opportunity. They have about half the teams are Nebraska teams that come, and that actually is going to be played at Iowa West Fieldhouse. We just found out today because I think they had some issues with flooding in one of their gyms at Lewis Central. So that'll be a fun start to the season. Then we play another tournament the week after that at Atlantic. So we'll have two full tournaments under our belt before we have that first, I think it is the Thursday after Labor Day, we go to Underwood to start the WIC season. And then I think a week from that is our first home one, possibly, I think, with Riverside. So, which, I mean, I think Riverside's ranked either fourth or fifth in 2A, which, you know, we knew coming in. They're strong, they're physical, they're athletic. And so, you know, we don't shy away from tough competition. And so we're going to get excited to play some tough stuff right off the bat and, yeah, you know, hopefully see some of our old Hawkeye 10 opponents that, you know, at some of these first tournaments. Lewis Central is obviously a really great, strong team. We'll see them first weekend out and, right, you know, so just excited to get out there and compete and see where we're at.
That's great.
Yeah.
Coach Angie Montgomery, Red Oak Tiger volleyball team. This is KCSI Sports. Thank you.
Thanks so much.